This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
You know, I wish I could get away with sleeping just 4 or 5 hours a night. Can you imagine how much work you could get done if that was all the sleep you needed? Which apparently all this president sleeps is 4 to 5 hours a night at 71, almost 72 years of age. It is impressive. If you don't drink, you don't smoke, and you work all the time, you can make something of yourself. Well, there's a little lesson for you today. If you work hard and you have a work ethic and you don't drink or smoke and you don't spend much time in bed, man, you could become a billionaire. Well, frankly, you could become president of the United States. The president tweeting early today, by the way, that his border wall has never changed or evolved. That seems to contradict what White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has said recently, suggesting the president's attitude toward the paramount campaign promise had changed. The wall is the wall. It has never changed or evolved from the first day I conceived of it. Parts will be, of necessity, see-through, and it was never intended to be built in areas where there are natural protections such as mountains, wastelands, or tough rivers of water. Donald Trump tweeting that out at 6:15 this morning. But yesterday, John Kelly told reporters at Fox News that he had changed his position, his view. The president had this president. If you see what he has done, he has changed the way he has looked at a number of things. That was on Special Report yesterday. He's very definitely changed his attitude toward DACA and even the wall. He added campaign to governing are two different things, and this president has been very, very flexible in terms of what is within the realm of the possible. During the interview, Kelly was pressed over comments the Washington Post said he made to Democrats suggesting that Trump wasn't fully informed when he promised to make a wall that stretched across the entire U.S.-Mexico border. There's been an evolutionary process that this president has gone through. And I pointed out to all the members that were in the room that they all say things during the course of campaigns that may or may not be fully informed, said Kelly. He's a very straightforward individual. He doesn't pull any punches, does he? But moments after his first tweet this morning, the president tweeted again about 10 minutes later, the wall will be paid for directly or indirectly or through a longer-term reimbursement by Mexico, which has a ridiculous $71 billion trade surplus with the United States. The $20 billion wall is peanuts compared to what Mexico makes from the U.S. NAFTA is a bad joke. So Trump pointed out that the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is very sensitive here in Michigan, by the way, because tinkering with that could have direct impacts on our state more than others. But the deal, of course, came from the Bill Clinton administration, a deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Trump has repeatedly called NAFTA the worst trade deal in the history of this country. Reminds me of Ross Perot standing at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University in 1992. That giant sucking sound you hear is Jobs going to Mexico when he was referring to NAFTA. Look at here. Look at right here in my chart. You see this? See this right here? These are Jobs leaving America. You vote for this NAFTA thing and Jobs will leave America. Something like that. The president said this month that he promised to terminate the agreement if the U.S. couldn't secure a better deal, by the way. But the Trump administration's tough talk on the deal set concerns off between Mexico and Canada. And, of course, a lot of people here in Michigan very concerned about it as well. What is the future of NAFTA? How will it impact the auto industry and suppliers? More importantly to some, how will it impact agricultural endeavors, beef and pork and chicken and grains back and forth across. But these are all big concerns to us here in Michigan. Some leaders warning Trump that there could be problems with Mexico and Canada. Mexican officials have warned they will leave the negotiating table if the president decides to trigger the six-month withdrawal process from the deal. Now, that hasn't happened. But on the same token, better negotiations, better deals are what this president is working for. So if NAFTA isn't working as well as it should be for you and I and for everybody else in this country, don't you think the president and his team should be looking at it and trying to get a better deal for everybody? The president's tweets also come on the day. We don't have much time here because, as we just talked to Congressman Tim Walberg about, we've been talking about today, funding for the government will run out at midnight Friday. Yeah, it will run out midnight Friday, which it's all tangled up in DACA and millions of illegals here and Democrats pushing for one thing and Republicans pushing for another. We'll keep an eye on all of that as we go forward. A couple of other headlines that you need to be aware of today. Hillary Clinton's confidant was interviewed by the FBI in connection to the salacious dossier, that Russian steel dossier. A close friend, advisor, and confidant of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was allegedly interviewed by the FBI in connection with the dossier that was used in part as the evidence that obtained warrants, those FISA warrants, to investigate members of President Donald Trump's campaign team. Can you imagine? Here comes back Sidney Blumenthal. Brings Sidney Blumenthal back from the conversation. A one-time journalist, very close friend of Hillary Clinton, involved in the email scandal. His name was tossed about in that scandal as well. Blumenthal apparently neck deep in all of this. Because he's connected once again. And what if it goes back to Sidney Blumenthal? A guy that Barack Obama said, we can't have this guy around, and he was around anyway. If it turns out that he's the guy that helped fuel the dossier, that got it paid for, the dossier that was then worked into a discussion with the FBI, that was then worked into an opportunity to beef up what is nothing more than opposition research into the foundational documents that got the FISA warrant that began the wiretapping of Trump Tower. This is, I'm going to tell you again, this is the biggest political scandal of my lifetime. If opposition research that was paid for to the tune of $13 million, some from the DNC, some from the Clinton campaign, and $900,000+ from Obama for America, if they paid for this dossier to discredit Trump, to smear then candidate and then President-elect Trump in an effort to destroy his presidency, it is by far the biggest political scandal of my life. The question is, will the media honestly report on it? That's the only question. Will the media honestly report on this matter? That's the only question left. Think about that. This part of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Click on your free water test button right there. Real easy to find. And when you get your appointment, tell them Steve sent you. The Steve Gruber Show.